Biden-Harris administration wishes everyone a happy Kwanzaa. By Olivia Rondo on December 26, 2024. The Biden-Harris White House has wished Americans a happy Kwanzaa. A holiday invented in 1966 by a racist extremist who served prison time for torturing a woman. Vice President Kamala Harris, who was born just 2 years before the holiday's inception, claimed in 2020 that she and her family used to gather around across multiple generations, and discuss Kwanzaa's seven principles, which are identical to the principles of left-wing terrorist organization Symbionese Liberation Army. Harris wrote on X in 2020 that her family's Kwanzaa celebrations are one of my favorite childhood memories, garnering thousands of critical comments pointing out that the holiday's founder, Maulana Karenga, born Ronald McKinley Everett, pictured above, was a violent radical. Despite the backlash, the White House has once again posted a happy Kwanzaa message on social media. A 1971 Los Angeles Times article detailed the testimony of a victim of Karenga. Deborah Jones, who once was given the Swahili title of an African queen, said she and Gail Davis were whipped with an electrical cord and beaten with a karate baton after being ordered to remove their clothes. She testified that a hot soldering iron was placed in Miss Davis's mouth and placed against Miss Davis's face and that one of her own big toes was tightened in a vice. Karenga, head of U.S., which purportedly stands for United Slaves, though that is disputed, also put detergent and running hoses in their mouths, she said. They also were hit on the heads with toasters. According to a 2019 survey by APNORC, just 3% of Americans celebrate Kwanzaa, though the study has a 4-point margin of error. Theoretically, it could be less than a single percentage point, and definitely far fewer than those who celebrate traditional religious holidays like Christmas and Hanukkah around the same time of the year. Karenga set the date for Kwanzaa as December 26 to be an alternative to Christmas, declaring Christianity a white religion with a white God that black people should not celebrate. As conservative writer Ann Coulter put it, Kwanzaa is a fake holiday invented in 1966 by black radical/FBI stooge Ron Karenga, a.k.a. Dr. Maulana Karenga, founder of United Slaves, the violent nationalist rival to the Black Panthers. She compared Karenga to former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke, saying it is as if he invented a holiday called Anglica, which he based on the philosophy of Mein Kampf. The United Slaves were proto-fascists, walking around in dashikis, gunning down Black Panthers, Coulter added. To be fair, President-elect Donald Trump also wished Kwanzaa celebrators a happy holiday during his time in office, but never claimed that he celebrated it himself.